This is Dakota Datebook for March 10th. On the surface, Senate Bill 294 seemed straightforward. Its intent was to loosen the state's blue laws that restricted activities on Sundays. North Dakota had these laws in place since statehood. SB 294 aimed to allow bathing beaches, Chautauqua assemblies, pleasure resorts, boating, swimming, canoeing, and more on Sundays. The bill passed the Senate, but the House narrowly defeated it. Some believed it was worth another try, but before being reintroduced, supporters of Sunday activities quietly added a new provision. The second version of the bill passed both houses, and Governor Lynn Fraser signed it into law. On this date in 1917, the Fargo Forum and Daily Republican revealed details of the law that had passed the day before. The amendment, inserted by theater owners, allowed corporations, companies, or individuals to conduct meetings, assemblies, and audiences for educational or agricultural work and charge admission. Theater owners had long argued that if Chautauquas could operate on Sundays and show moving pictures, then theaters should be able to do as well. According to what the newspaper called a joker of an amendment, movie theaters were now allowed to open on Sundays. H.I. Hartman, president of the North Dakota Theater Association, explained that all theaters had to do was show films with agricultural or educational content on Sundays. He noted that news and travel movie weeklies, which various companies produced, counted as educational. Theaters could run these as the main feature and add other films to the program. Since the new law repealed all previous blue laws, theaters were now in compliance. The blue laws were loosened, but they didn't completely disappear. Shopping remained prohibited from midnight until noon on Sundays. That law wasn't repealed until 2019, when the legislature passed Blue Law House Bill 1097, and Governor Burgum signed it into law. As a result, big retailers like Menards and Target began opening on Sunday mornings, and Walmart became a 24/7 operation. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.